These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright 2017. The Fred D. Jordan House. This fine Victorian mansion represents the postbellum development of Willimantic's hill section. Local industrialist Edwin Buck owned considerable tracts of land on the eastern side of the Hill District and sold them off as building lots in the 1880s. In 1890, he built this Queen Anne-style house as a rental property. After Buck's death in 1905, the house was purchased by a local hardware dealer, Fred D. Jordan, who was a significant figure in Willimantic history. Jordan came to Willimantic in 1886 to work as clerk in the Carpenter and Fowler hardware store and went into partnership with Arthur B. Carpenter in 1889 after Amos Fowler retired. When Carpenter died, Jordan's brother William P. Jordan left the Wilson Drug Company and they formed a new partnership. The Jordan brothers purchased the Tilden Block in 1906 and formed the Jordan Hardware Company. The block was destroyed by fire in 1916 but was rebuilt the following year. Jordan became president of the Jordan Auto Company, the Willimantic Trust Company, the Rockville Willimantic Light Company, and the Atlantic Coast Hardware Company. Fred Jordan was also a trustee of the Connecticut State Hospital, vice president of the Wyndham Silk Company, a prominent mason, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, the Odd Fellows, and a staunch Congregationalist. His widow lived in this house until her death in 1941. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.